We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Just one announcement. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback. A few weeks ago, we started just talking about health from head to toe. A few weeks ago, we started at the head. We got down to the heart. Last week, we started at the toes, and we got up in the legs. We'll do our best to finish that up this week. That generated a lot of response.
They're just dying to hear us talk about the private parts. But let's move on. I want to give them double their money's worth on this show. So you and I should talk at the same time, okay?
Talk over each other. You sent something to me. It was kind of interesting that you said that your credit score can determine your health. Does that mean that my bank and Kaiser are going to team up on me and toll-free call me even more or send me stuff in the mail?
Well, this was a study published Proceedings, National Academy of Sciences. It was 1,000 New Zealanders, so a little different continent here. But what they were talking about is if you had a bad credit score, then you seem to be unhealthy, at least heart-wise. So, and I know that folks that, you know, they're saying a great amount of the disease, the obesity, the diabetes, and everything is the folks in the lower – well, there's more of us in the lower end of the most Americans. I think it was 54% make less than $20 an hour. I mean, they've thrown us all into the arena there at the Coliseum with the lions chasing us because Americans have been destroyed financially since 2008. And the pressure mounts. The credit scores are up. I think the average person has $1,500 on his credit card and more. And so, wow, there's a lot of stress. People have to look to their credit card as kind of a pay raise. I think that it's there, but the choices of foods, you know, when you're under stress, you try to get out of stress by eating convenience foods and sugary stuff and the carbohydrates, you know, the bread, pasta, and rice, things that make us feel better, snack foods. So
and are cheaper. You know, yeah, you can buy ramen noodles cheaper than steak.
Right. And we can go on. I mean, you get the little it's not food stamps these days. You get a little card and you go down. But the choices of still are there. You can get all the potato chips and all those things, you know, just buy snack foods and make that your meal. So and that's just exactly what the food companies want. They know this. If they can get you enough sugar, they can cause the yeast, the fungus called Candida albicans, to overgrow in your digestive tract, make a sugar craver out of you, and you can't stop eating. And they love it.
Yeah.
They're going to make more money on you. Oh, boy, are they going to make money on you. And so, you know, and the stress builds and the stress
exactly.
builds.
The stress of financial stuff probably affects your heart especially, right?
I don't know how people do it. I have a little extra money here and there. And when I go to restaurants and things, I tend to tip a little bit bigger. But men tend to tip a little bit bigger than the ladies anyway. But, you know, I look at people, I don't know how they make it. The fellas down at the restaurant where I like to go for dinner, they're trying to feed their families off being a waiter. I mean, oftentimes that's for young people's job as they're going to school, that kind of thing. I mean, we just don't have the jobs anymore. We got all this kind of thing. And so we kind of see this financial pressure going on. And so we can bring a little rationality to it. I don't like to drift off of vitamins and other things that we deal with. But I do want to say that, you know, the inflation rate's really 10% a year. They tell us it's 2%. What that means is if you had $1,000 in the bank, that after 5 years at 10% inflation a year, you would have lost half or 50%, not even compounding, just straight. You would have lost 50% of its value. It's still $1,000. You're getting less than 1% interest. But
it's only got $500 buying power.
Buying power. You're going to have to pay more for the gasoline and food. And you know this. Go to the grocery store. My gosh, I'm buying groceries these days for certain reasons. I'm doing the shopping. And boy, oh boy, you know, I've got two little bags of groceries for $85. It's unbelievable. But everybody knows this. And so the pressure keeps mounting. We're having to live together and we're having to share a lot of things and a lot of folks giving up cars and all those expenses. So, you know, the government's responsible, central bank's responsible. They're fibbing to us. And what they did is give away all the money to the elite class, the banker class, the investment class. And so they've got all the money. 80% of the wealth in America is only owned by 11% of the people. This is a dramatic change from 10 years ago. You know, we had a middle class. Now we don't have a middle class. And we're asking people today, David, on our show, who don't have any money to buy something on this show that they hear about. We must be loony. Oh, well, we can tell you about Garlin X, our garlic product, the least expensive, highest quality garlic pill. And if you buy three bags, I hope you heard that, so it's honesty in advertising, you'll get one bag free, and it costs $8.60 a month. But, you know, we'll give you the phone number in just a second. Well, maybe now, 866-674-3955. So, see, I got my plug in there right away. Oh, the garlic pill that's inexpensive, 866-674-3955. We'll give you a reason to use it later.
Well Bill, I want to stand up for you. As somebody who runs a store and I sell dietary supplements, I think they're a fantastic investment. So I don't have any problem. I try to help people afford what they need. I try and give them good prices and good advice, but I think it's a great investment. But you know,
a lot of folks have dietary supplements up the kazoo here. A lot of them on the breakfast table in the morning. If you'll send me the whole list, I just had someone send me their 25 different bottles of supplements they take. Send it to me. Go to knowledgeofhealth.com. You can connect to me through there. Send it to my email address. Give me your whole regimen. We'll be happy to service to you and let you analyze whatever you do. You can also go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com, and I have a little program there. It'll analyze all of your supplement use and everything, tell you you're overdosing on this, you don't need to take that, and try to, you know, we save people a lot of money because they're duplicating a lot of things so that we try to help them get their money's worth. I tell everybody, get a good iron-free, copper-free multivitamin. Get some fish oil or flaxseed oil if you're on the vegetarian side. And then maybe a good anti-aging, something that helps brain, prostate, heart all at one time. So you don't need those special formulas. Good for the eyes, and that would be Longevinix, the red wine pill, because that covers aging, which is really the whole issue of why we have so many health problems, chronic health problems caused by aging. So what we do in modern medicine is we have a doctor for each of these things, so one for your heart and one for your brain and one for your diabetes and one for whatever other parts you've got. And then we got a drug for each of those, and you get over-medicated. How about one for all? That's handle aging. Reverse aging, slow down aging. That's what the resveratrol pills are for. The best tested, the only one tested in humans, the one that was shown to be non-toxic at any dose, is Longevinix, our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000. Do something about aging. You know, I'm almost 70 years old. I don't get up in the middle of the night like a lot of men do. My prostate is soft. It's not rock hard like a lot of guys. I do take a little bit of pumpkin seed oil. If you haven't tried it, guys, you're missing. I know the saw palmetto and the pygium and the other herbs you can take for your prostate, but you really need some pumpkin seed oil. I take Barleans. I'm not commercially associated with them. Barleans, Omega Man, it has a little vitamin D, pumpkin seed oil, and flaxseed oil. Wow, it does wonders for your prostate. So there's answers here for you, and we hope you find them. Yeah, we don't have the dimes today, so we got to rub together. But you've got forced into buying health insurance, but you didn't get any healthier. And that's precisely what modern medicine's crime is. They want to keep you coming for more and more and not make you healthier. We're trying to get you out of that. Please get into health. Your diet is not going to be sufficient. We keep telling you, low carbohydrate, back away from the rice, pasta, and bread, back away from the refined sugars. But you're going to need a little help to stay healthy, particularly when that railroad train called aging is coming right down the tracks and you're just standing there letting it happen to you. Don't do that, and learn how to fight aging, the best way to do it that we know is a resveratrol, a red wine pill called Longevinex, the best tested pill, 866-405-4000. Boy, I've got a ribbling mouth today. I could be one of those guys at the auction.
I hope people are paying attention, Bill, but look, you're absolutely right. Let me point something out to everybody. As you've said to us, Bill, yes, we keep getting – well, we're living longer here. Well, perhaps, but that's mainly because we're working on the front side. We're not having as much infant mortality, and that's pumping up the aged. We're not necessarily living that much longer. But we're not living healthier, folks. We still have heart disease at 50%.
It's great for the doctors. It's great for the drug companies. It's great for the hospitals. The last 20 years of our lives – donating most of our money and time to them, sitting in doctor's offices, and they're swiping everything we saved for. So
yeah.
Chronic disease, you don't have to live that way. I don't live that way.
So,
David
so,
doesn't live that way. We're not even taking any medicines. You go see the doctor, he looks at you like, you're not taking any medicines? What's wrong with you?
Exactly. So you know what? I want to take a break here, Bill, but you bring up a point. It's actually something I've wanted to bring up on the show before. It might be of interest to our audience. So Bill and I are both in our 60s. We don't take any medications. We're healthy. You were mentioning, Bill, you don't get up at night. Neither do I. And we're not necessarily typical. And how did that happen? How did we come to this area? What happened? When I get back, Bill, we don't have hours and hours, but maybe let's introduce ourselves to our audience a little bit so they know where we're coming from. I'd like to ask you, how did you get into, if you will, natural health? We're going to take a short break on Have a Heart Health Radio, and we're going to introduce ourselves to you just a bit when we get back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show. Haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. My host here, co-host, I guess, Bill and I are co-hosts, investigative journalist Bill Sardi. Now, I met Bill, gosh, I don't even remember how many years. It had to be like 15, 16 years ago. He was working with one of the vitamin companies, and he had just written a 4-volume book on vision and health. And that's where I first got to know Bill. And little by little, we exchanged information, and we started working together, and we've been joined at the hip in certain ways, doing radio, educating people. But Bill, I'm not even sure I've asked you this. So again, as we just said at the end of the break, here you are. You said you're 69. You don't take medications. You're healthy. You're probably on the high end of health for a fellow your age. You don't take drugs. So how did you get there? Everybody else goes down this road where they're checkups and they're on 6, 7, 8 medications and they're afraid to get off. How did you get into natural health? How did you end up here?
I thought you were going to ask personal questions. You know, I do tell people I don't have any vices. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't cheat. I don't gamble. Oh, I only have one vice, David.
And what's that, Bill?
I lie. So
that's good. That was
good. Now that we have a little comedy for the show, you know, I was 40 years old and I didn't realize, you know, I was dragging around and I was tired and I'd sleep all weekend and I'd wake up and I'd still be tired. And I was low in B12. Now, it took a long time to figure that out, and I did it indirectly because dragging around, I was having a little bit of, well, I'm Italian. African-Americans have the same problem as lactose intolerance. So I'm not a big dairy guy. I don't eat ice cream, that kind of stuff. But every once in a while, you have one of those. And, man, I just burp all night. And so you lose sleep, and you didn't – and you know, I didn't realize, you know, if you don't eat dairy, the – lactose enzyme goes away. If you slowly reintroduce it, you'll get it going again. But the trick was I didn't realize that was a problem too. And I started using stomach acid, betaine hydrochloride. It's acidic, so that it helps you digest better. I still use it today. It's helpful. And so it helped me through, and I was getting more of my B12 absorbed. And then finally I learned about B12, and I was learning some of this from Jonathan Wright. He's a doctor up in the Seattle area who wrote very heavily and still does, a natural medicine doctor. So I'm thankful to him writing about the importance of stomach acid. As we get older, we don't make the stomach juices we need. So that's kind of how I waded in. And I was in the eye care field at the time, helping sell lens implants and so on. I started building a file about vitamins, nutrition. That small file became thousands and thousands of articles and things I saved. And eventually now I have my own library here with over 2,400 different books and, you know, access to all this information, fortunately, through the internet. Now, I used to have to run to medical libraries and Xerox it. So, you know, we have access to things. And I began to study and eventually wrote the first book on eyes and nutrition. I was on New York radio with Dr. Ron Hoffman way back right before let's see, that famous football player for University of Southern California decided to have a little problem with a knife and his former wife. Anyway, O.J. Simpson era, and it turns out that I got on the radio there talking about it, and we got, something like 50,000 phone calls for the book and wanting to know about it. People stopped their cars and said they just couldn't even drive. They were mesmerized to learn that you can prevent cataracts. By the way, if you want to know how to do it, find some of those carnosine eye drops. You can get them at Amazon, various places. Carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E, carnosine eye drops, or Apple Health Foods, where Dave Stouter, my co-host, is located. Carnosine eye drops, they work wonderful for cataracts. But we didn't have lutein at the time, which we now know is helpful for macular degeneration. We don't have a lot of the molecules we have now. And so I wrote that book and then went on to write 12 other health books, one of them about iron, the iron time bomb, and the antidote to iron overload, which is so much of disease, diabetes, cancer, and so on. And that, the iron time bomb book, written over a decade ago. And then I wrote How to Grow Old Without How to live 100 years without growing old. I got to get my memory back. How to live 100 years without growing old was all about my trip to Japan and a wonderful natural molecule you'll find in health food stores called hyaluronic acid. Nobody's written a book about it since. And hyaluronic acid is the cushiony, gooey stuff that you have plenty of if you're one of those luscious females with a lot of estrogen. You've got plenty. You've got smoother hair, thicker skin. No, the other way around. Thicker hair and smoother skin. And that's why we loved looking at women, because they've got a lot of hyaluronic acid, more flexible joints. And of course, you start to lose it as you get a little bit older. Women lose the estrogen. You can go get it back. It's called hyaluronic acid. It's a godsend. It's a pain reliever. It gets in the joints. And I can't tell you all the surgeries that have been canceled because I told people to take hyaluronic acid. No more shoulder surgeries, knee surgeries, hip surgeries. And it's a great pain reliever. I've had people throw away their morphine and all that other kind of stuff. And so learn about hyaluronic acid. And so I wrote those book, The World's Best Water, about drinking water. I wrote a book about sudden death syndrome. And I've got all the books way up here in my library on the walls so you can see them. I wrote a book called What's Best in Multivitamins, and then eventually ended up formulating a multivitamin that, well, kind of made history and Purity Products on the weekend radio shows. I'm still a spokesperson for them. And their perfect multivitamin that I talk about so often. So What's Best in Multivitamins was how to rank your multivitamin and say which one is the best. It's kind of the only book on that topic. And then, of course, I have a new book in the cooker, and it's going to be about cancer. I did write a 500-page book about cancer. It's out of print now. But I have a new theme that I'm working on, cancer metabolism. Cancer cells, what feeds them, and what can you do to starve them? And that book is going to be out soon. It's written. We're going to have it online. And we're going to offer it to folks very inexpensively and telling people about how to really get out of cancer. I think we're on the cusp of a cure. You can beat modern medicine in its race to do it, because I'm not sure they're going to genuinely tell us the truth there. But we're going to try and share that with you. But that's been my quest as I've gone along. And I've really just, while I have a passion to help people and do things, I have to tell you, I'm a frustrated individual, because you kind of get defined by the soapbox you're on. So, if you play the piano, you're at Carnegie Hall or the Palladium in London or the Music Center here in Los Angeles, you're in the right place. You're defined by your audience. So I'm here on this little lowly show and have to buy my way onto the air to get the 13 people who listen every weekend.
Oh, it's at least 16 people.
16 people. Thank you. So growing now. So I'm a legend in my own mind. And, we're all in search of an audience, all trying to get people to agree with our viewpoint of the world and so on. But I am here commercially trying to be as honest as I can. Dave Stouters, my alter ego, and trying to catch me, because we're committed to we only have one thing to sell here, and that's the honest truth. And after that, it's all just the details.
But Bill, what fascinates me, and what I want our listeners to hear about your story, is one thing was, so Bill's a fellow who started investigating on his own about health and nutrition, and he did not rely on his doctor to be the only source of health information. And as he dug into it deeper than any of us have, pretty much, well, he ended up being healthy and not on drugs. Those of us that rely on our doctor and say, well, if it doesn't come from the doctor, it must not be true, we end up often debilitated on many drugs. And that's something besides the...
David, I had this little pain right under my right rib. When I was younger, I would feel it every once in a while, and a little sharp pain right after I ate, and then it would just go away like a little knife pain. And that ended up, I learned, being my gallbladder was squeezing down on a gallstone at the neck of the bladder, of the gallbladder. So what happens, your liver makes bile, and then you've got a squirt gun for bile called the gallbladder, and then when you eat fats, you need bile to break it down, and it squirts and gives you that extra amount when you eat, because the liver isn't able to make enough. And so when you get little stones in there, you end up with problems. I wrote a whole book about this. Let me give you the blab so you don't have to buy the book. Most people's gallbladder problems, they don't need them out. They just need to thin their bile. You get taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, an amino acid, and your digestion's better. You don't have all that burping. They found out that most of the problems with heartburn is because of bile problems, bile acid, not stomach acid. And you really need to thin the bile. If you've got gallstones, thin the bile so the bile goes around the stones. And then you can do that with taurine, and amino acids, a precursor to making bile. And then a little bit of rice bran IP6, because you've got iron, cholesterol, and calcium stones there. And the IP6 addresses those and dissolves the stones. Now, I wrote a whole little book about that and got a whole bunch of people, so I didn't have to give up my, sacrifice my gallbladder to modern medicine at the temple there. I still have mine, because that was a personal health discovery, and I keep making these personal health discoveries and sharing them with audiences and hoping to help people. I think people are really down on their luck today. Even people that have money, that doesn't mean they are healthier, and they're just probably a victim of modern medicine just like everybody else. And once modern medicine has picked them clean and they don't have any money left, then what do they do? So, you know, it's just kind of what goes on. We're trying to share with you our experiences. I've had some unique ones. I'm trying to share back, I believe, my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. You're welcome to visit. And there, we're not selling anything there. I have books that you can get at naturalhealthlibrarian.com. We don't talk about it too much because I like being here for an audience, and my knowledgeofhealth.com is not selling a thing. No books, no products, nothing. I am a spokesperson on the radio for Purity Products, who've made it possible for me to buy a house, have a living, and be on the air and talk to people because I have a little income and I can afford to do so. And then I started my own little company, Longevinix, here, and with the red wine pill, and then we've morphed into also our wonderful Garlinix capsules that we now sell, also available in time release now. So there's a little bit of my A to Z story I'd like to share with people. David Stouter came into my life when I was on tour and visited his store, and then we that was in an era of me learning. You know, I was a novice then, and I was a supposed expert. I guess we keep learning and keep my head in books and keep reading.
Well, let's take a break, Bill. And let's pick up the story there, and
David, I want to keep talking. You can't cut me off the air. No, don't cut me off, David.
Just for about 60 seconds, Bill. We'll be right back, folks.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. I was glad we did that. I think a lot of people, you know, we popped up on the radio, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. We've been talking about health. I think you hear things on this radio program you don't hear anywhere else. And you've gotten to know us if you listen regularly a little bit just by listening to the radio. But, you know, Bill and I met years ago, and you got to hear a little bit of his story, how he got here on the radio and with his knowledge set. And Bill, you were just again talking about when you and I first met.
Well, Longevinix came a little bit later, maybe a decade later in the last decade. So I was acquainted with you and prior to that. And we did visit your store, Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. And we had a recent occasion, by the way, Longevinix did to help sponsor a remodeling of your store. I guess it's brand new. Everybody ought to run down there and see the new Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And so I think you have a few little tidbits, stories, anecdotes that you would like to share. How in the world did you fall into this Ouija board, hippie kind of business that we're in selling these dietary supplements?
Well, you know, Bill, in doing radio myself.
Okay, that's enough, David. The story's over. All right, let me get back to my story. Oh, no, go ahead.
I tease. You know, well, you bring up a great point, though, because I've interviewed a lot of people in health and nutrition, and I asked them, you know, how did you get started? And most of them will say something like, you know, I had this horrible health condition. I went to my doctor. They just made it worse. Then I went to a health food store. I used this natural thing. Well, you know, you're right. I was just sort of an aimless, long-haired 18-year-old just going around the country with my friends. And I ended up in a health food restaurant and distributorship working for room and board. And I was around all these people.
Wait a minute, David. What's changed?
Well, I now have a shorter gray hair.
Oh, okay.
Instead of a black ponytail. But these people introduced me to sort of the hippie vegetarian version of natural foods. I got healthier. It was interesting. But when I got back to Maryland, where I'm from, the only job you could get as a hippie, if you will, was at a health food store. But when I got there, Bill, something just happened. I've always been a person who wanted to learn things. And like you, I wanted to help people. And people would come in the health food store. And it was relatively new industry in the early 70s. And people wanted to learn about the food, learn about nutrition, learn about the vitamins. And even though I didn't know much at the time, I felt like somebody should answer these questions for people. So I started calling some of the vitamin companies, and I forget his name, and I apologize, but many years ago, a fellow at Solgar Vitamins would take – he's a pharmacist, but he would take the time and explain stuff to me. And suddenly, 40 years later, I've become a person who – and thanks to people like you – I have had the opportunity to talk to thousands of people like our audience who use dietary supplements, hundreds of experts. And I don't – I mean, I guess if somebody wants to call me an expert, maybe. But I don't have a degree. But
well, we know more than somebody else, so that makes us experts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've said, you know, probably the most confusing – two of the most confusing things you can do in modern life is to walk into a computer store and walk into a health food store. I mean, it's so confusing. I built a career around solving people's, you know, answering people about that. I'm sure you have too, because it is confusing. And I think the heartbreak on our side is to see so many people suffering with diseases and things that could be solved. And, you know, modern medicine has a grip over them and they're afraid and now they don't have money and one thing or another. And just trying to reach out to people and then, you know, they're just so cautious about the dietary supplements. But if the doctor says take a statin drug, which is a liver toxin, no trouble. No problem.
That's neutrophobia, Bill.
Neutrophobia. Oh, yes, that term that David Stouter. And by the way, you have a book in the cooker. Tell us a little about it.
Well, I'm kind of excited about it, Bill. What I decided was there's – and you've written many of them. There's a lot of great books on health. And I'm not sure we need another book that's – this is what this vitamin does.
Okay, we don't need another book. He's going to compete with me. Oh, no, go ahead.
No. But,
go ahead.
But you know what? My what I try and do in the store is disentangle people from this a misplaced trust in modern medicine. And if I'm trying to get a book that will succinctly and on a heart-to-heart level explain to you that modern medicine is best in a crisis and horrible for chronic health and how you can get your brain disentangled and get you on track for Mother Nature. And I'm trying to make it a fairly short book, less than 100 pages. I don't want it to be a tome. I want somebody to read it in a night or three and come out with a better mindset. So, Bill, we give people great information, but they're stymied. Their doctor doesn't tell them this. They're stuck. They don't know what to do. I want to try to put a crack in that egg and get people to stand up, trust Mother Nature,
and make their own decisions. Well, it's true, David. Another frustration for us is we're talking to the choir. People that are really interested in this are obviously the folks that listen. And I keep wondering if just by chance somebody wandering around in their car – happens to hear us and are not into, never took a dietary supplement before, and we can get them to, you know, just relax their little grip on all those drugs they're taking and think about some natural alternatives that will make them healthier, because as you have said in the past, there is no drug. Go ahead, David.
There is no drug that makes you healthy. Think about it. There's drugs that control pain, drugs that might lower your cholesterol, drugs that might change your blood sugar. But none of those things, like you said, taking a synthetic liver toxin every day of your life might lower your cholesterol, but it does not give you cardiovascular health. And the sooner we figure that out, I've often said, taking drugs every day to be healthy is like drinking alcohol every day to become sober. You're not likely to be successful.
We have a lot to offer. I think that and a lot of folks take dietary supplements, but as I said, a $32 billion business, but in a 315 million population here in America, that equals about $10.64 a month is what people are doing with their dietary supplements. So not enough to make a real big difference. I've tried to tell people, I have something online like for something, I forget the exact number, it's like $29, $30 a month. You can get the fish oil, the multivitamin, the garlic pill, all the stuff that you really need to keep you healthy, and very, very cheaply every month. There's an article at Knowledge of Health, I forget the title, trying to help people, because I know I'm here selling some elite products here on the air for Purity Products on weekends on other stations and so on. So we talk to people, but we try to get the word out to everybody so everybody can get into this show, into this game, get into being healthy and can afford it. Because if we can't do that for folks, that's why we love to push our Garlinex product, because it's you buy three bags, you get one free, $8.60 a month. So no shipping. So,
Bill, I'm going to take your affordability analogy just a little bit further. Once I was asked on another radio station that I've been on, they called me up and said, hey, could somebody didn't make the show, can you do a show in 20 minutes? And I said, well, all right, sure. So I thought for a minute, and I decided just to off the cuff talk about my six top supplements in my opinion. And as I was talking about them, I realized something, that you could get them all at Apple Health Foods for about the price of a Starbucks latte every day. Now, I realize there may be people that can't afford a Starbucks latte every day, but I don't think everybody figured out that for, like about $4 a day, they could be taking, at least in somebody's opinion, six of the top dietary supplements. And and if they stopped maybe the Starbucks with all the whipped cream and stuff, they'd be healthier anyway. An ounce of prevention, and an ounce of prevention is not a lot of tests and a lot of drugs. That ounce of prevention is your diet, your lifestyle, and nutrition. That's what we're trying to get across to you.
For most folks, they're in the middle. They're in the middle. They've got all the poisons of modern medicine, and then they take the supplements on top of it, and then they wonder why the supplements don't work. What about the drugs? They're not working. You have to take three or four different drugs just to get your blood pressure under control. No single one works. And then a cholesterol drug, and then a blood thinner, and then, it just goes on and on. If you fall a victim to this over-medication, what they call it, polypharmacy, we really need to just find a better way. Fight aging. Take an anti-aging pill. You won't need a doctor and a different drug for every little ailment in every location on your body. You'll fix everything at one time, because they're all related to aging. Get something that covers all the nutritional bases, a good multivitamin, get a fish oil, because we've got so little of the omega-3 oils in our diets. And, I think I've said it before here on the air, the two most difficult things to change in anybody is their religion and their diet. And I think we're kind of dealing with both here. We put a lot of faith in things. Those are religious things. And we've got our faith that's misplaced. It's in doctors. We've kind of given up religion and God. I mean, it's kind of a
are you even allowed to say that on the air?
Well, but our country was more Christian and more, now it's just a heritage of our past, So it's not – most people say they believe in God, but they don't embrace it like we used to. A lot of folks just think because they're American, they're godly and Christian. So, if you walked into a garage, wouldn't make me a car, and walking into a church doesn't make me holy. And walking into a health food store makes me what? David, can you answer that question? It's supposed to make us healthier.
Yeah, so, but you know what? Knowledge is power, but you have to act on it. And here's one thing as we close up this segment. During this show, you've heard a bit about Bill and a bit about me, and maybe you know us a little better. And my question would be, with everyone giving you all this health advice, we've tried to take our axe, our grinding axe out of this as much as possible. But now you know a little bit about the history of the two people you're listening here to. And I think, truthfully, I don't want anybody to give us the blind trust that they give our doctors. That's not the point. But I think now that you know the background of these two hosts you're listening to on Have a Heart Health Radio, maybe I would ask you to take our advice to heart. Now, Bill, we got to take a break, but when we come back, last week we started up at the toes. I think we got to the legs. We're going toe to head on some health tips, and let's do that when we get
garlic,
back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, with me, Bill Sardi. And again, we're going to continue something we've been doing for a few shows here. One show we started from the head. We got down to the heart. Last week we started from the toes. We got to the legs. Just giving you general health tips. Now, you know, we should...
David, we told them too much and we're not going to be able to finish this show because they've sent the fellas with the straitjackets to get us. So,
well, they're going to have to find us first, Bill.
Okay, well, we've got to talk fast. Luckily, we're in two locations, and we might be able to duck under our desks, and they can't find us.
If they get me first, Bill can take over and vice versa. So, Bill, when we think about the knees, I mean, really, we might as well think about the knees, the hips, some of the joint problems.
I'm more of a leg guy. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. But here's the thing. I think you and I probably, if we thought about it, we could probably list about 20 things that might be good for the joints. But there's two that I become really fond of recommending because they seem to give a lot of benefits to people in a fairly short period of time and without a lot of pills.
One for the left knee and one for the right knee?
Exactly. Well, and this would do for hips. So I do want to say this. There's a new dietary supplement, which at least from the experience of our customers, I just want to mention it. And I don't it's called Natural Egg Membrane, NEM. And when I went to hippie nutrition school, you know, they told you how good sprouts were for you because they're like the young bursting plant. Well, you know, this little film that's in the hard-boiled egg, an egg is like a chicken to be. And this really seems to have a pretty quick effect on the health of joints. I've used it, and it's not real expensive. So NEM. And I combine it with one of your favorites, Bill, which I want you to talk about, is hyaluronic acid.
I haven't heard of NEM yet, so you're keeping me in the dark. How dare you, you know, do that?
You gotta have a couple secrets, Bill.
Listen, you're upstaging me is the problem. But, yeah, hyaluronic acid, that gooey, cushiony stuff, when we talk about bone-on-bone osteoarthritis, that's the cushiony stuff that's gone, and you can get your fibroblasts, little cells that make it, stimulated to make more. You take a little bit of hyaluronic acid orally. That's the subject of a book I wrote. And voila, that pain goes away. I've had surgeries in the hip and the knee and everywhere canceled because of hyaluronic acid. run to a health food store and find it, or at least David Stouter's newly remodeled health food store, Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And you're using the NEM, so I'll have to recommend it to folks, see how it works.
Yeah, well, we've had pretty good results, including yours truly. And I would give a shout-out to DMSO. I have to say I've also become a fan of that.
That's topical, is it not?
That is topical. And
it smells like garlic, and you rub it on?
You rub it on, and it's a little controversial because it was one of those early things that people started using for joints and arthritis, and the FDA was upset about it. It has to say on the label that it's a solvent and all this, but I find it quite useful. It's inexpensive, and it seems to stimulate these enzymes which help tissue healing, not just cover pain. So Bill, like I said, there's a lot of things we know. Fish oil is good for the joints. Glucosamine chondroitin can help. So can MSM. You need vitamin C for collagen. There's a lot of great stuff, but people don't have a lot of money.
Well, when they have a knee problem, the doctor's talking surgery. We want to get them out of that as fast as possible. So the first two things we said here are really good.
I think the NEM and the HA, we'll just leave you with some initials, are great, and see if we can at least take a shot at restoring your cartilage. I got to say something. Every time I see customers talk to the doctors and they talk about rebuilding their cartilage, the doctors act like they believe in UFOs. I just have a question for all of you. Where did your cartilage come from? UPS? You've been building cartilage all your life. And yes, when you age and different things, you may not do a great job. The inflammation may overwhelm it, but it doesn't mean you can't. So at least try before you do something extensive. Okay, Bill, we're moving up from the knees to the hips. Overactive bladder, that seems to have risen up in the last decade.
It's an issue for women, and they're going to have the nerves there. And so I suggest vitamin B12 and hyaluronic acid. It'll really help a lot of women out of that problem. Idiopathic something bladder. I forget what they call it. But the women know all what it is. And get some hyaluronic acid, some vitamin B12. It often helps that condition, the overactive bladder problem that women particularly have, and get back that estrogen. The best, safest way to do it, flaxseed meal or resveratrol, the red wine molecule in our Longevinex product, our sponsor's product. Get the estrogen back, ladies, because that's what caused all these problems. And then you'll make more hyaluronic acid and cushion the nerves properly so you won't have this kind of a condition.
Okay, I'll tell you a funny story. Let's talk about incontinence a little bit. Do you know what is the name of our best-selling supplement at Apple Health Foods for women with incontinence?
What is it?
It's a biplanetary herbs. It's called Damiana Male Potential. Now, what's interesting is this is a Chinese formula that they market to men, because the purpose in Chinese medicine of this formula is to improve circulation in the pelvic area, and the astringent herbs strengthen the valves. So when you're talking about an erection, you're talking about blood into the organ and then the valves holding it tight. But if you have incontinence, you have a similar problem. You need better circulation there, and you need control over the valves. And it's funny, we sell very little of that product to men and quite a bit to women, and it's quite successful, showing you again that herbs don't really know what your gender is despite on how companies market them. So I have to give a plug to that product because it's worked tremendously well, and yet I have to talk women into taking a product home that says male potential.
If you can't find it, call Apple Health Foods in Redwood City at what number, David?
You can call us at 877-277-5343. That's our toll-free number. And you'll get a message if we're closed, and you'll get a real person if we're open. So.
And there you go again, upstaging me with all that knowledge again. Okay.
Well, now let's – what about so we sort of moved into this. What about we men are being told we're low T, and I can't watch TV for 10 minutes without either a low T commercial or an erectile dysfunction commercial. And I know somebody who went blind in one eye because they had an experience with one of these popular erection medicines.
Oh, I thought you were going to give some girl's name.
No.
Go ahead.
No, And, you know, that scared me. So some of these medications, where I think they tell me they work. So what can we do? Let's start with men. What can we do to, keep our, you know, virility and sexual health? It's not all just about testosterone, is it?
Well, when we're starting to get overweight and diabetic and a lot of blood sugar, the guys are going to be limp. Let's face it. Now, ginseng is called the poor man's Viagra. You need quite a bit of it. I think it's about 3 grams a day. But the red Korean ginseng is good, and you need just quite a bit of it. It works very well. And what it means is it's lowering that sugar level. And it can, if you get to that low-carb diet here, you know, no bread, pasta, rice, less sugar, you're going to help control that a lot much better. But they found – the Viagra discovery was that they found that arginine, an amino acid you can buy in a health food store, and you're going to need quite a bit of it, 5,000 milligrams a day, helps to create the little gas, nitric oxide, that dilates or widens your blood vessels, and the male organ then gets taken care of. And so, you know, that was a discovery. But now we found a lot of other natural vasodilators in red beet, in red beet, resveratrol, which is the red wine malt. Also, garlic, probably inexpensive way of getting there, creates the nitric oxide effect. Nitric oxide, a little gas in your bloodstream, and then it widens and improves your circulation. And that's what's important for the males. They like that a lot better. And then, of course, for raising testosterone, we have some evidence about vitamin D doing that very well. Boron seems the trace mineral. Boron does that pretty well. You want about 6 milligrams of that or more a day. And what else is on your list for that, David?
Well, I think two of the herbal things that seem to work best and maybe have the most sides. Maca, M-A-C-A, is actually kind of a root vegetable used in South America, and it tends to have a revitalizing effect on the hormones for men and women, and also supports adrenal function. And weak adrenal function, overstressed, takes circulation, libido, and all kinds of things out of the equation. And then tribulus. Tribulus is an herb with some intriguing studies that indicate its ability to normalize testosterone in men and women. Not overhype it, but these are some of the things that we can use. And by the way, you're right, Bill. Somebody told me, I thought it was a great analogy, when you eat a lot of sugar, think of your blood cells as becoming two candied apples. They just stick together when they hit. And so if you want sluggish circulation, then eat a lot of sugar. Well, you know, Bill, we've gotten to the midsection of the body. When we come back next week, we'll promise our audience to talk about digestive health, but we're just about out of time. And so I think we'll say goodbye, audience, and we'll be back next week. Quick final thoughts, Bill?
The toll-free number, if they want to call questions to leave us, we'll answer on the air, is
844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Thanks for being with us this week, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.